Blog Talk Radio.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota, and the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined the great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Just like a percolator, her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a crawler. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Welcome, everybody. This is Jory Ann, the Coffee Psychic, with your psychic connection right here at Blog Talk Radio. Well, 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 a wonderful another night with our amazing astrologer, Dave Gunning. And we've got, you know, tonight is what matters to you is in the stars. So, and really, it really is in the stars. So we're having Dave come on tonight, as usual, our once-a-month wonderful guest. Dave is going to talk to you about things about your chart, if you have questions about love, family, business, career, money, anything goes, anything goes. You guys may have a question for me. Again, anything goes. This is a live call-in show. The number to call in to is 347-633-9404. Again, 347-633-9404. So we're going to have Dave come on. And then, again, you guys, please remember that you can even, I'm not sure, we'll ask Dave if he can actually see what might be in the stars for you. So let's get Dave on here.
Hello.
Dave, are you there? Hey.
I'm here, Dorianne. How are you
welcome
doing?
Welcome to the show once again.
Thank you.
Yes. So, you know, we're going to do what matters to you is in the stars. Now, Dave, I know we're only doing we do the sun signs or the moon signs, things like this. We pick something different every time you're on. Now, by people telling you what their birth date is, are you actually able to see, like, what they should be doing, could be doing, or do they really need a full chart for something like that?
Well, they would need a full chart because what we are doing here is when they give me their birthday, I know by the date, and you add another 10 degrees to that, and I know what sun sign they are. Okay. And that tells you a lot about your life direction, career, health. It tells you a lot. In itself, it's probably, well, I don't know if it's the most important thing. It depends on the person's chart, but by itself, it's pretty important. But there's so much more to a chart. I mean, it's every planet, Moon, Mercury, Venus, the Sun, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. And where they are, what sign they're in, how they interact with each other, what house they are in your chart. So when I get a person's birth date to do a reading, that's not enough. I need their birth time. I need their birthplace. And I need to know exactly where they're living right now to do 1 year's look ahead down the road to see what's coming up. That's based on what we call the planets that are transiting through the zodiac right now and how it's relating to your natal chart. Now, of course, I do progressions and eclipses and a bunch of other things looking forward. But, you need more than just the sun sign. If you want to talk about love, the sun is important in that area, but so is Venus, so is Mars, and how they interrelate to the sun and each other. So it's very important to know the whole chart. Now, we can't do that on our show because, you know, I only have time enough to do their sun sign. I'd have to know their birthplace, birth time, all that to do a quick chart, and that would take me a while. It would take too long, but I can give them some information about the road ahead just by looking at what is called the ephemeris, which gives you all the planets are, what sign they're in, what degree, and how they relate to their chart. So I can give you a little bit. I can give them a little bit, but not the complete picture.
Well, I'll tell you, I know that when you do a chart, Dave, boy, it really is in-depth. You really get a lot of information out, I know, because I've had readings and charts done with you in the past. Mm-hmm. And you know, so this is, I guess, where I'm coming from a little bit here. Do you know how, the like, February or Aquarians are really good in the, you know, metaphysical or psychic field? And, of course, that's me. I mean, I'm a very good Aquarian. And yet, though, I'm an esoteric Aries, as you've called it.
Yes. Well, the thing that in your chart, the thing that really sticks out the most is the fact that you have Neptune in Libra and it trines your sun sign. That has a lot to do. Neptune has a lot to do, among other things, but it has a lot to do with psychic ability. And when it trines one of your personal planets, like in your case the sun, that is, you know, very, very positive, fortuitous in terms of intuition and the psychic ability. So, I mean, there's other things as well in your chart, but that one really stands out for me.
Nice, nice. Well, thank you. Well, look, are you ready to take some callers, Dave? All right, beautiful.
Sure.
All right, let's see who we have online first. And, you know, we really want to tell you guys, this is what we really need. We need to have your name, your birth date. I'd like to know where you're calling in from. And remember, Dave, we have so many callers waiting. We want everyone to be respectful with asking one question and one question only so everyone else can get their time in, too.
Correct.
All right, so let's see who we have first online. Hello, caller.
Hello, this is Nathaniel calling in from California, and my birthday is May 1st, 1957.
Okay, well, I just need the month and date. May 1st, you're a Taurus, about a 10-degree Taurus. And what is your question, sir?
You know, I wanted to see just about happiness. I'm staying in a new place and just kind of looking for possibly I've got a new job and stuff and wanted to know how they're kind of both are going to work out.
Now, when did you get the new job?
About 2 weeks ago.
Perfect. See, you're in a really beautiful position right now because, see, you're born May 1st. So you add 10 degrees to 0 degrees May 1st, and you were about a 10 degree, 11 degree, possibly 12 degree Taurus. And Uranus, the planet of opportunity and new things, is right on your sun sign. It's right there on your sun. So, and that's going to be there for a while because Uranus moves very slowly. It'll be there. It's going to go retrograde through month of September and October, and then it's going to come back. It's going to go retrograde even in November and December. And then it's going to go station direct in January, and it's going to come back over your sun once more, probably sometime in early spring of next year, April and May. So you are under an aspect that presents opportunities. So if you got a new job, that's great. You should take advantage of this time. You should go after all new things. New and unique things is what Uranus symbolically represents in astrology. So put your mind to it. Go after things that you've never gone after before that maybe you've always wanted to. And just put your mind to it. And, this is, of course, only one thing. There might be other things going on in your chart right now. But because I don't know all your chart. But right now, it's an opportunity for things to happen and open up for you. How's your health?
Well, I actually popped my retina. I tore my retina a few days ago.
Okay.
And I walked into the hospital, the doctor, and they told me, I thought it might have been cataracts, but they said I tore my retina, and they got me right in for laser surgery. They just, opened my eye, and then they flashed a laser light in about 30, 40 times. It didn't really hurt at first, but then it hurt after a while.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to see me in 3 weeks. I see this little hair net or spider web right now. She said it was blood. I wanted to know if that was going to go away.
Well, I think Jorianne can help you with that question. But I think, this year you should look into it and get it taken care of under the Uranus sun. Jorianne, do you want to give him some insight there?
Yeah, it feels to me, Nathaniel, I know you called into the show a couple of weeks ago, so I'm really glad you got
yeah,
that new place to live. I remember
good.
That, yeah.
And you guys hit it on the head. Everybody else said I was going to move into the apartment complex, and I called the people that I lived in 6 months ago, and they invited me with open arms. And so you were the only ones that hit it on the head.
Perfect. Perfect.
Right,
thank you for the feedback. Yeah. And you know what? I think you're in good medical care right now, Nathaniel, so I would definitely go back, make sure that they handle anything that they have to with your eye. But it feels like you should get that handled. So, all right. So good luck, Nathaniel, and thanks. Okay, now we're going to go on to our next caller here.
Hello?
Yep, right here. All right, hello, caller. Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hi, who is this?
This is Pat from Chicago.
Hey, Pat.
Hi, Dorianne.
Hi, Dorianne.
Hi. I have a question that I'm nervous about, but I would like to move this year, and I wanted to see if, maybe Dorianne could see or Dave could take a peek.
Pat, when is your birthday?
It's January 7th.
January, okay, 17 degrees Capricorn.
And I can tell you what I'm hearing already.
I'll
tell you in a minute, Dave, you hop in. But I'm going to tell you, Pat, to me what I'm
go
hearing
ahead,
is
ahead,
I wouldn't
Dorianne.
Go just yet. I wouldn't go just yet, Pat.
You wouldn't
That's
move
what
this year?
What do you see, Dave? I would not
well,
move this year.
Are you moving under duress, Pat?
My husband passed away, and it feels like it's time. I'm very unhappy here. I feel very alone here.
Okay.
And I kind of want to start over. And
sure.
So I feel like I would be making a change might help.
I do agree with Jorianne for right now, because Mars is in Aries and it's squaring your Capricorn sun. So I would hold off for a while, but I think I'm not sure how far down the road, but I do feel that maybe later in the year that could be arranged.
Right.
You could go
right,
ahead and
like,
do that.
Like October. Kind
yeah.
Of what
I mean, it's like a couple months from now, maybe. I don't see, you got Jupiter right on your sun sign. So that's good. I'm sorry. What did you say your birthday was again?
It's January 7th.
Seven. Okay, so yeah, Jupiter's going to be right on top of your sun on October 1st. So I say around that time, that's good. You can't get much better than that. So, I mean, barring other things in your chart, I would say just looking at that alone, it looks pretty good. And that's good for your health. It's good for your feelings of optimism and looking forward to the future. So I would probably hold off for a couple of months. And then in October, maybe you should start planning it now, looking around.
Yes,
and then
make
the move in October.
Okay.
And, you know, Pat, I get strongly around January, so I don't know if you start it and then end up someplace really great in January. I just know that if you start now, you'd probably go to one place and then end up having to go to another place. That's what I'm seeing. So, you know, better to wait. In October, things are really high for you, then that would be probably the time to jump in on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd wait a couple of months, Pat.
Okay. Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay.
Thanks, Pat. All
right. Bye-bye. Okay.
Beautiful. Yeah, I don't know. Even the energy, Dave. I see the energy, you see the stars, and it's like, I don't know, right now just would not be a good time. And I know the star, what do you say, the sun sign is really the most powerful time, right?
Yeah, it's really, you gather up all your forces to make decisions, not all with the sun, but a good amount of it comes from the sun sign, okay? And here's the thing about the sun sign people should know. As you get older, you are becoming more and more of your sun sign, especially when you reach middle age. So we're moving in that direction toward our sun sign. So that's why... Even if you just look at that alone, you're giving out a lot of information.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. All right. Well, let's see who we have next online.
Hello,
caller. Hi.
Hi, Dorianne. It's Amwa. How are you?
Amwa, how are you?
I'm good. I just have a quick question, please.
When's your birthday?
I'm a Sag. I'm 12/16. So I'm 24 degrees Sag. I know that.
24. I was going to say 26 degrees, but 24. Okay.
Yeah.
24 degrees Sag. Okay. So what is your question?
So basically, it's been really funny lately. I don't know, the energies of the full moon, but it's been just wacky crazy. I have an opportunity for a third book, and I did my second book with the collaborative people, and I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence for this third one. It's a different group, but, you know, people are people. I don't know what to do with that. Should I take it on or just write my own book? Because I've written my own book. But,
you know. I would say, you know, first of all, trust your own intuition on this because it's all within you. I will say toward the end of this month, like 18th, 19th, 20th of August, you're going to have Mars trining your sun sign. It's going to be in Aries. It is in Aries right now. It'll be exactly trining your sun sign toward the middle and end of this month. So that's good for putting a lot of energy into a new project.
Okay.
But you really have to trust your own intuition on whether or not you feel comfortable with this group going forward. That's the main thing.
I know.
What does your gut say?
I don't know. I really don't know because, you know, it could give me an opportunity, but, I mean, the rough draft, she only told me, oh, my God, she only told me 3 days ago, and it's due next Friday. And I'm like, oh, my God, I have another deadline for tomorrow. I'm crazy. It's just nuts. So
yeah,
it's a little bit nerve-wracking, yeah, you know.
If anyone can do it, Amwa can do it.
You're so funny. What do you think, Brian? Do you think that I should go with this other lady? Because this second one seems like just bragging a lot. I just hate to say it that way. I don't know. I'm not sure. And it's a totally different person, but what do you think of this third person? Her name is Liz.
The energy, there's definitely a strong difference between the energy of the one versus the energy of the coming. And it almost feels like there's it's lesser. It's not as powerful and potent. It seems to be there's going to be more hands in the pot than just yours and hers. So there's going to be different ideas coming in, different ideas, you know, take this out, put this in, try this, try that, rather than a full 100% of AMLA. That's what I can tell you.
Oh, okay. So this second one I put in my whole self versus the third one, it'll just be
watered down.
You're right. I mean, I'm just even talking to you. She even told me she's on vacation and she's like, put it in my calendar. You know, like, yeah, the online calendar, but online, she's like, why don't you just to have a schedule with me? Well, she's coming back next week and you don't even have that availability open. The whole week is gone because it's automatic.
Yeah.
It's just very, it's all weird.
Let me say one more thing. Do you practice meditation at all?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
This is an answer that can only come from within. So I would go take it into meditation, take it in deeply, do your deep breathing. The deep breathing pushes the mind out, okay?
Yeah.
And push it, and it brings in, it invites in the intuition. I can't tell you exactly. I don't get a real good feeling from this new party that's wanting you to do this book, but ultimately the answer lies within you.
I understand that. I just, you know what, with the writing thing, it's just all muddled because my head is in so many places. I've been nuts this week. I just got to chill out, take a day. I'm going to do this meditation full blast on Saturday.
Yeah.
I just need to, I'm going to just do that, and then I'll know. I know I'll know. I just am not.
So, let me know then what happens, honey, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay.
And God bless.
You're welcome.
Okay.
All right. God bless you, too.
Okay. Yep. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye-bye. All right. So let's see who we have. You know, and we always want to encourage everybody also, whether you're going to me for information or Dave for information, always good to do a meditation, check inside, and see what your higher guidance is telling you. Very important.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So let's see what we have next online here. Hello, caller.
Yes, good evening. This is Mary. I'm calling from Florida. My birthday is 12/8.
12/8, okay. 18 degrees of Sagittarius, okay.
Uh-huh. And I wanted to see if you see the chart showing up, getting some better information regarding a longstanding health condition, if this is going to be a better time for getting it resolved.
What is your health concern?
Well, it's kind of complicated. They're not quite sure exactly what
okay,
it is.
Okay, so it's pretty mysterious then?
Yeah, they do somewhat, and they treat it, but it doesn't resolve. And
well, here's the thing. Right now, and this is something you need to know, Neptune is at 20 degrees Pisces. Now, Neptune moves very slowly, and unfortunately, it's squaring your sun sign. And it's going to be exact squaring your sun sign, probably September, October. So it might be even a while before they find something. They could find something before then. But usually when you're under a Neptune square sun, even if you get a diagnosis, Mary, you really have to get a second or third opinion.
Yes,
right?
I've been doing that already for some time.
Yeah, okay, and so, you're right underneath this aspect. And unfortunately, you're going to be under this a while. Because it moves very slowly. Now, when do you come out of this? Well, probably not until the spring of next year. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to necessarily have to suffer that long. But, you know, it's just confusing right now. It's frustrating, I know.
On top of everything else that's going on, it's making it even harder.
I don't see you coming out of the aspect. Now, I don't know if that means coming out of the clouds in terms of the illness, but you don't really come out of it until March.
Wow.
So it's a long way
not
away,
even
I know.
A clue, huh? Not even a clue or...
Well, there might be something from another planet, but I don't really have all that information on you because I only have your sun sign. But, yeah, you're under a very... I'm sorry to have to tell you that. I really hate saying that to people, especially with Neptune aspects. But, yeah, you've been under this for a spell, and now you're going to be under... You're kind of right in the middle of the forest.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of confusion in a lot of areas, but that's my main
I hear
one.
You. Yeah, I hear you. Dorianne, do you have anything to say to her?
Well, Mary, I'm going to tell you, quite honestly, it does feel like, how can I say this? I think what Dave said, waiting until the spring is going to be a good thing because it feels like you've got, honestly, I could count at least 11 different things right now that I can see psychically that you are bumping up against right now. And I sure could be wrong around the amount of things that you're bumping up against, but I hope that makes sense to you. And I think a lot of this is in your chart.
Uh-huh.
Say it again, ma'am.
There's quite a few issues that I'm trying to resolve, but as I say, that's my main concern because it affects all others.
Yes.
Sure.
But it does
sure.
look like somebody's going to come up with a solution. They're going to go like, oh, my God, this is what it is, or this is how we can address it. And you'll finally have some resolution. But I really think it is going to take a little bit for you to get there. So please be patient. And the other thing I'd be doing is I'd be doing a lot of praying right now.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of good saints that you can pray to ask for some medical help. As a matter of fact, let me see. It's not Padre Pio. I'm going to have to look up this one saint, and I'll be able to say it for you. But there's a saint that you can pray to, and he will actually help you with medical care. So I'm going to check that out. So hang on the line a little bit. Okay. All right, so let's see who our next caller is. Hello, caller.
Hello. Hi, this is Suzanne from Long Island, October 5th.
Okay.
Thanks, Suzanne.
Yeah. And Suzanne, what is your question?
Will I stay at the job I have now in September or something different?
What are you, see, Aries right now has been this past, the end of July, Mars was opposing your sun. Was there some turmoil at work for you?
Yeah, a little bit.
What was going on? Were you having an altercation with your boss or what?
Oh, not with my boss, no. Not an altercation, but just the person I work with was not nice.
Okay. And, okay, you're a 15-degree Libra. Yeah, Jupiter is squaring your sun sign in September the 13th. You might make a bold move then. I don't know what that exactly means. I mean, that could be read as you having it out with her or him, whoever that is.
I don't know if I'm going to be with that particular person. Things change, you know.
Yeah, well, and that could be a time when you decide to leave, too. But, boy, this is another one where you have to kind of read the person that you're working for. Do you like your job?
It's okay. It's okay. I really don't love it.
Yeah, Libras have it tough right now because there's three planets, Saturn, Jupiter, Pluto, they're all in Capricorn. Now, fortunately, they're not all squaring your sun sign. Jupiter is, which is the least harmful in this case. So I see you possibly making a move in September. You know, there's never a wrong move. There's just choices that we make. So...
Well, I'm a bus monitor now. I really don't like it, but I'm just doing it for a little bit more money. I'm applying for, I didn't know whether to go back to where I was going to go back as a teacher aide, but I said I wasn't going to go back, but I'm scared to ask if they'll take me back, or I apply to a job as a teacher aide, teacher assistant, closer to home, so mm-hmm. it's either stay as a bus monitor and put up with it. Because
what do you
want
to
do?
Don't be afraid to ask them to take you back. When
you
said that, I heard immediately, do not be afraid to ask them to take you back.
Good point.
Yeah, it's just because the bus monitor, I make more money, but it's like, oh, it's not me.
Yeah. What do you want to do? What do you want to do?
I would like to be a teacher aide or teacher assistant until I retire. And
okay, here's what
you do. I was supposed to move, but then if I move, the bus monitor job's going to be real far. I don't know. I have to make a decision about moving in November or staying here, too. It's like, oh, my God.
All right. On the 13th of September, Jupiter is making a station point. In other words, and Jupiter's the most beneficial planet you can have. Squaring your sun, and, yeah, a person can have an altercation with their boss, but here's the thing, what you need to do with that energy.
Well, it wasn't with my boss.
Okay, well, whoever. Okay, but what you need to do is put that energy that you have, that you will have at that time, into doing what you really want to do. Go for it.
Well, the schools are supposed to be opening the 2nd or 3rd of September.
Okay, well, you can still be working for it down the road. Okay?
No, I mean, what I'm trying to say is like maybe the schools would make it, like for the aid, would make it the 2nd or the 3rd. You know, where that's when they would start.
Yeah, right. I'm not saying you're going to necessarily make it the school year, but you can keep working toward the next semester. You know, whatever.
No, I don't think you're understanding. I'm sorry. If I'm a bus monitor, I have to start September 2nd or 3rd. If I'm an aide, I have to start September 2nd or 3rd. I'm just saying, I applied for a new job as an aide. Do you see me, like, in August, getting the job for September 2nd or 3rd? Or the bus monitor staying there and doing that September 3rd? Or going back to the old one, September 2nd or September 3rd?
Okay. Well, I don't see that much going on in August, to be honest with you. Okay.
So school doesn't start till September 2nd or 3rd.
Yeah, I know, but I don't see it. Well, it's possible. I mean, you got Jupiter going to be stationing later in the month, but
I'm saying you would think they would tell me that I have the job in August, but I don't start until September 3rd.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear what you're saying.
Okay.
Okay, so here's what I'm saying to you. Whatever, you can't just go by when the school system starts. You have to go by the stars here. And the stars are saying that around the middle of September, you have opportunities. Now, whether that comes then or down the road, the opportunities are going to be there for you, but you have to take advantage of them. Okay, this is all through the middle part of September. But you have to go after what it is you really, really want. You have to make that decision one way or the other. What you really, really want is what you really need to go after. Now, the whole thing is kind of on hold anyways because of the COVID-19 virus, you know. A lot of times, school in this state anyways, they're going to be doing it all via the computer and internet. And I don't know what it's going to be like in Long Island, but every state is different. So you're under that constraint.
Dave, I was kind of hearing you say that you can't tell which one she's going to get. That's what I was kind of hearing you say. You can't identify which one for sure. Yeah.
No.
Okay, good. I just want to be clear with that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, Joanne,
you know,
what
Suzanne,
do you say?
Well, I would just say, you know, give us a call back. And that's the one thing I would do. For the one, what I heard was don't be afraid of asking them to take you back. That's exactly what I heard from the spirit world talking to me, telling you that. I think that's really important because in case they don't take your application for the other jobs and you happen to need a job, better to have something rather than not, you know, you can go toward the thing that you want later if you can't get it now. That's what I'm
saying. Right.
So
that's what
don't
I'm
be
saying.
Without. Yeah, yeah. And I know you're saying August doesn't look really great or you're not getting a lot of energy there, but September looks better. So that's what you have to follow. Yeah.
Right.
All right. Well, Suzanne, please let us know what happens. And sorry we couldn't get any clearer for you right now. So, all right. Well, let's see who we have next online here. Oh, wait. I want to go back to something for Mary. Mary was talking about having these illnesses and stuff. And, Dave, I don't know. You know, I'm a big person with prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I love candle magic and stuff like this. So I'm going to talk about this real quick. There is a doctor. He is dead. His name is Dr. Jose Gregorio. This is a healing spell. This man was born in 1864. He is a Venezuelan physician, and he's renowned in his lifetime for his generosity to the poor. It says, often waiving his fees for treatment. He was struck by a car in 1919 and killed while bringing medicine to a patient. After his death, miracle healings began to happen. I personally have prayed to this man. And what they say is that, I can tell you guys the healing prayer real quick here. If you guys are looking for healing prayers, please really call on Dr. Jose Gregorio. They say that you can't talk to him directly. And what you're supposed to be doing is put out some, oh, God, what do you call it? He has been canonized. He is considered a saint. And you're going to want to put out something like, you could put cigarettes. You could put an offering would be something like a thing of, what do you call it, vodka or some sort of hard liquor, because that's probably what something that doctors would drink. So here's the prayer, guys. You're talking directly to God, and it says, Dear God, I'm grateful for your healing blessings transmitted through your servant, Jose Gregorio, to whom you gave the power to heal the sick people of the world, to heal the sick people of the world. Lord, by your grace, please grant Dr. Jose Gregorio divine power to help me heal body, soul, mind, and spirit. Lord, I pray that I may follow the example of Jose Gregorio in my life and be a channel for humility, healing, charity, and loving kindness. And again, the people have witnessed great healings. I've used Dr. Jose Gregorio in my healing work. And it does say burn a white candle by his image. And there's a lot of prayer cards with his image. And also put your, you know, either cigarettes or a thing of alcohol of some sort. Dave, have you done any prayers like that ever before, calling on Holy Spirit or calling on the spirits like that before?
Not really. I don't depend on somebody else. I go right to the source, within.
And God, you mean?
And I don't even. Yes, absolutely.
You mean the source, God, or?
Yeah, the divine spirit within all of us. That's what I go to. I go right to that.
Okay. All right.
I mean, guys,
I've had a lot
you,
of conversations with people as I'm being a Catholic, and I was raised with all the saints and the angels, and so it's interesting
so
to find out where people have their different background training from. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I grew up. My parents were Catholic, and I grew up in the church. I do. You know, I here's the thing. I think we sometimes depend too much on other people and other sources, when it's all
there
right there within us. We just got to go within.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah.
I don't care how much you know. Well, I can't say nothing more other than just go within. It's all right there.
Yeah.
Your saints, your guides, everything, whatever you want to call it, spirit is right there. And
yeah.
It just all you have to do is just do the deep breathing to get your mind out of the way of all that, of all the clutter that's out in the world, and the mind. The mind is the ego mind is what really is where we get in trouble. We can become too
attached.
You and
I both know that as hypnotherapists. We know what happens when the mind really closes in on you. Yeah.
Yeah, and you get too attached to the things of the world, and we have to break free of that. And I think, I really think that's one of the lessons right now with this virus, is that the world has, here I am preaching here, but and I don't mean to be preachy.
No, it's your perception. It's your perception, and people want to hear what you have to say.
Well, here's what I want to say is that I believe that the COVID-19 coronavirus was put on this earth to teach us not to become so attached to worldly things. I mean, my God, we're just. Do I have to go into all the different things we're into in this world that we're blessed by? The whole world now, it's not just in the United States either, but it's worse here than anywhere else in terms of attachments. And we need to break free of that and realize the source is where all these things, all that we're blessed by, are things that came from the source within. And it's, I know it sounds religious, it sounds preachy, but I just think, I think God has given us the COVID virus, you know, in a sense to give us a timeout from all the outside interferences. And we need to listen to that. We need to pay attention to that. And just, you know, never mind. I'm not going to go into it any further. There's other things I could say, but we got a show to do, so I don't want to get too, I don't want to get too preachy.
You know, you teach classes on astrology.
Yeah.
You've gone for lectures. You know, you do think presentations like that. So where can people contact you for a full chart if they want you to come and do a presentation to their group, or if they want to take classes with you?
If they want to contact me, the fastest way is just through my email, and it's astrogunning, G-U-N-N-I-N-G, at sbcglobal.net. And they can ask for what they want, and I'll be glad to give them a reading over the phone, and I'll go over all the details with them at that point. But, yeah, that's the fastest way to get a hold of me.
Good. Okay. All right, so let's see who we have next online. Okay, and I'm going to, real quick, you guys, remember Dr. Jose Gregorio, Healing Spells. If you guys are into the saints and angels and you want to see some fast action. Okay, and I know I told Mary that I was going to come up with that information for her. Okay, so let's see who we have next online. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Allison. I'm in Burning, Arizona.
Allison.
Did you say Allison?
Yes, I did.
Allison,
thank
you,
Allison. Welcome
birthday?
To the show.
Yeah, when is your birthday, Allison?
Yeah, hi, Dave. I do astrology myself, so I have a specific question, but it is March 15th.
Okay. So
and,
25 degrees. Go ahead.
Just
go ahead.
About, yeah. So here's my question, and I actually have everything, all the 2021 ephemeris in front of me.
Okay.
And,
you're looking way down the road, okay.
Yeah, because I also was kind of in the process of getting a very, very long-distance move, you know, rolling early this year, and that came to a grinding halt. So now I have to look at 2021 as a possible, as the only possible time I might have a chance to make this move. And the question I have specifically, hold on, is my ninth house cusp is Aquarius at 19 degrees.
Okay.
And Jupiter, I notice, is starting to get near that in March of 2021.
Right.
Approximately 16 degrees in March.
Of Aquarius,
of course,
yes.
I understand that everything else is, I'm looking at everything, but we're just focused right there on when might be a good time to make a really long-distance move. So I have to look at Jupiter and the ruler in the ninth house and when it moves in the ninth house.
True.
So
now,
in this case, would you say that that, you know, of course, setting aside everything else, I know astrology really, really well. So I get that it's not just about Jupiter, but that's certainly a player in this case. How do you feel about that?
What is your why are you moving, first of all? Why do you want to move?
Oh, I'm in completely the wrong place. I'm in the wrong state.
Okay.
I have no desire. I never wanted to be here to begin with, where I am right now to begin with. It was sort of circumstances. No, I hate that. This weather and I are completely in disagreement.
Really? In Arizona? Wow, okay. Too hot, huh?
Oh, I'm a water baby, man. I am so Piscean. I have three planets of Pisces.
Oh, okay. Well, here's the thing.
Arizona.
Neptune's in Pisces.
What's that?
Neptune is in Pisces, and it's not near your sun yet, but as we go into 2021, it's going to get really close. And especially we're talking June now. If you want to look ahead to June 2021, it's stationing at the end of June, June 25th, it's going to be stationing at around 23 degrees. You're about 25 degree Pisces?
Correct. And I understand what you're saying, but I have Mercury and Venus are both in Pisces. 16 degrees is to 16 degrees and 20. So right now, my Neptune is
right on those,
It's right on those. Because I'm all Pisces, all across the board up here.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Are you doing any right now with Neptune over all these planets in your chart in Pisces, it's the time for you to go really deep within yourself, okay? And here's the other thing. The other thing is you got to be listening to and writing down your dreams, okay? And ask the question before you go to bed, should I be moving in 2021 and where should I go? Whatever questions you have. Because Neptune and the Sun can be confusing. It's not as difficult, of course, as a square or an opposition.
Right.
But but still, it can be disconcerting with Neptune on your Sun. You don't, because when Neptune goes over your Sun sign, Mary, it's like, who am I? I don't even know who I am anymore. I feel like I'm changing. And I'm like, do I have a higher spiritual purpose? And that's what you're being confronted with right now, especially since you have three planets in Pisces, not just your Sun. It's going to be like this from now all the way through 2021 and probably into 2022.
Oh, yeah, because Neptune goes retrograde and it goes all the way back to 20.
Yes, right, it's going to go back.
Yeah, right.
So right now you need to just think ahead and know that this is a time when everything is going to change in a sense. It's like you're not going to be the same person that you were before. That's probably a good thing. You need to get more into your spirituality, meditation especially, and prayer. We were just talking about that.
Right.
So if you go deep within yourself, listen to your dreams, get some hypnotherapy possibly too. That might have some answers for you. Basically, you'll get the answers. But this is a night where I guess I'm supposed to be telling people to go within yourself. Because the answer for you, especially right now, is right there. Okay.
Well,
the chart
That's why the move is happening. I'm focused. I'm really focused on just timing this. And of course, I recognize Mercury retrograde and all that will be taken into account. Of course, I would never disregard that. But the Jupiter going into the ninth house seems like the perfect.
What house cusps are you using? Do you know? Placidus?
Oh, gosh. You know what? Oh, gosh. Whichever it's not the equal house one, it's the other one.
Whole sign?
No, it's not equal house. I think it is Placidus.
It could be Placidus.
Placidus
is the best one to use for, doing natal chart work.
That would be it. Yeah.
So it's Placidus. Okay. So in your Placidus chart, all this is happening right now, and you're with Pisces. And Pisces, what is that, in your 10th house then?
Correct.
Okay, well, your whole career and everything could change. Your whole sense of who you are could change, right?
That's the purpose of the move.
Yeah, and good. It's to do more spiritual work then? Because that's exactly what
it
means.
It's everything. It's just, I'm not home. I'm in the wrong place, and I need to.
Okay.
I know where I need to go. It's just knowing I need to get there. It's just a matter of trying to time it with this big lockdown.
It's trusting.
Allison, you know enough about astrology, right? Where you can actually do the chart, and you're asking Dave what's a good timing. But it sounds like you know a lot yourself, where you can actually look at your chart and know when you're taking off.
It's always very, very nice to speak to other astrologers.
Of course.
Because as you know, it's very complicated. I was just wondering if you're from everything you would say to a client as well, whether you would look at it, Jupiter going into the ninth house.
As
a
move.
A good time to make a very long distance.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah,
absolutely.
David, need to see Allison's whole chart? Do you actually need to do a whole chart for Allison based on
That would definitely help, yes. I would need to see the whole chart to see the whole picture, right.
That's what I was thinking. Again, because I know Dave and Allison, thank you so much for your call. And I love listening to somebody else that knows so much about astrology. I thought that was really great. And Allison had her ephemeris there and everything. But I know doing the whole chart, because you do partner charts and you do this, you help people with their wedding dates and everything. And
electional.
And that's that is a lot to know. So, Allison, thanks so much for calling in. And we're going to move on to our next caller now. We're going to try to get everyone in tonight, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, caller. Hi.
Oh, hi, Joanne. Thank you. This is Donna.
Hi.
How are you?
Dana, great, great. Where are you calling from?
Santa Barbara, California.
Hi, Barbara.
Welcome to the show.
I live in Santa Barbara, but my name is Dana.
okay.
My question.
I was just teasing you. Just teasing.
Oh, you're funny. Hi, Barbara. okay, Joe.
Hi, St. Barbara.
That's funny. You got me off guard. My birthday is April 22nd, and I wanted to know about finances because sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. Sometimes I win things, and I have windfalls and, yeah, things like that.
Are you an Aries or a Taurus? You're kind of right on the cusp.
One day from the cusp, yeah.
But so are you? You're an Aries then?
No, a Taurus.
A Taurus. Okay, so about 0 degrees Taurus. Ow! Oh, I just stubbed my toe. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh. Ouch.
Oh, that hurts. Ouch. All right, so you're 1 degree Taurus, and what? I'm sorry, I got confused with this coffee table biting me. What was your question again? Tell me your question, or ask me your question.
Well, I live on a fixed income, but sometimes I win things, and I won trips, I won a car, I win things, and I get these windfalls and winnings. I wanted to know, when does it look good for me? You know, where the finances will get good. Thanks.
Oh, okay, so you're 0 degrees, 1 degree Taurus. So we're back here. I'm back in August now. I was looking ahead. Of course, that has a lot to do with, I mean, are you talking about income money-wise or gambling money-wise?
Well, no, it could be anything. Maybe if I
anything.
Get a job
okay.
or, you know, gambling or, you know, I play the lotto.
Sure.
And scratchers.
Sure.
I've won on those, too. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it does look kind of good for you. Right down, just right around the corner here, 8th of August, you got Venus in Cancer sextiling your sun sign in Taurus. Mercury is squaring it. Actually, a better date here is when Mercury goes into Virgo later on this month, around the 21st of August, right? That might be a time you want to, because it's going to be Mercury's going to be trining your sun. And if you were to go and gamble, you might win a little bit. I'm not going to say a lot. I'd have to look at the whole chart, though, of course, to do that. I don't know if I necessarily see a change in terms of, are you talking about like a raise or something? Is that kind of thing? Is that
possible?
Well,
no, I'm not working. You know. If,
oh,
you know,
okay.
Yeah, I'm not working.
Oh, okay. So.
Tired.
Yeah, oh, okay, I get you.
And I have a friend that's going to come visit, and she's offered to do things for me, a little plastic surgery, go to nice restaurants, and, you know, so that's kind of like abundance coming in, too, with her.
Got it. Okay. Of course, I'd have to see the whole chart here because that encompasses a lot. But I would say just for now, I would stick with the end of this month when Mercury goes into Virgo, around the 21st. But don't expect a big windfall or anything that.
No.
Just something that can might help out. Say if you went to the boat or something, it might not. I don't know. I'd have to look at a lot of other things in your chart. But also the other mentioned time that I talked about here was on the 9th of August. That's when Venus is going to be at 1 degree Cancer. That sextiles your sun. So those two dates coming up are beneficial. But not great, okay? But not bad either, okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay. Super. Thank you.
All right. Good luck. Good luck with that. Let us know what happens, Donna. Let us know what happens. All right. Let's see who we have next online here. Hello, caller.
Hi. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Tamika.
Tamika? Where are you calling from, honey?
Yes. Hi, I'm calling from Long Island, New York.
Okay.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tamika, when's your birthday?
It's 9-3.
Oh, Virgo. 10 degrees, 13 degree Virgo. Okay.
And my question, I don't know if it's so much by the charts or kind of psychically. I wanted to see what Jorianne or you see, if you see any changes coming up for me with my current job or love life. and my job, I don't really feel appreciated. And I don't know if this job is meant for me to stay at, or if you see any changes coming up, like if I'm going to leave or if things will get better. And with love, I'm still, I still have feelings for someone named Frank. So I don't know if you see a positive outcome for he and I.
Well, why don't you pick one, honey, because we've got so many other people behind you. So let's do job or love. Which one do you want?
I guess you could focus on job.
Well,
okay.
Venus rules both love and money. So Venus is going to be in Virgo at 13 degrees, which is where your sun is. At the same time, Mercury is stationing at 11 degrees Scorpio on that day. That's going to be the 14th of October. All right? I'll repeat it again. Venus is going to be at 13 degrees Virgo. Venus is going to be conjunct your sun, and Mercury retrograding, sextiling your sun at 11 degrees. So that day is good, but what you make of it or what you do with it on that day is the important thing. Uranus has been, it'll be coming up, not right away, but next year, Uranus is going to be trining people who have Virgo sun sign at around your degree, 10, 11, 13 degrees. Uranus is going to be very, very beneficial for you. In fact, let me give you the exact date on that. It's not going to be for a while yet, though, because Uranus has to go retrograde and it goes station direct. So it does right in June of 2021. That's it. I know that's a long way away, but that's going to be very, very beneficial time for you. Uranus is going to be trining your sun sign in Virgo, because Uranus is in Taurus right now, and those are both Earth signs. So you may have to hang in there a little longer, but really what you should be doing is maybe looking and making a plan and trying to get squared away as far as what you really want to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I've been trying for a while.
What is it that you really want?
I just want to be at a job where I'm appreciated.
No. Okay, everybody wants to be appreciated, but what do you want to do?
I think I would like to do something in the arts, so working with animals or children, and I would like to move and just be have my own space and, you know, have a good relationship.
Okay.
And have children and get married one day.
So working, did you say working with animals?
Yeah, animals or children, yeah. I love animals.
Oh, perfect. Well, that's, now, make a plan, work toward the Uranus trine sun, which is going to be next year, and next year, so many opportunities. I can't tell you how good Uranus is. It's like Jupiter. It really brings a lot of surprises, surprising things, but you have to go with it. Even if it's something you never thought of before, a door opens, it's like, wow, that's something new. I never even expected that. Walk through that door. Take advantage of it. Whatever you, whatever that door is opening you to, whatever world it's opening up for you in June of next year, that's where you want to go. Okay?
And Tika, I'm going to add something there for you also. I'm hearing what you're saying about the things that you want, and some of them are very specific. Dave and I are both hypnotherapists also, and one of the things you learn as a hypnotherapist is to visualize your end result, because we don't always know where to or how to put certain things in effect going toward a certain situation. But if you sit there and visualize that you've got that job, you're working with those animals, you've got this amazing love life, your family life is wildly crazy out of your wildest dreams, eventually things just start falling into place. It's just like using the techniques from the book The Secret, and that is to, you'll see it when you believe it. So start imagining and visualizing what you want to have happen and manifest in the world, and those things will start coming into your world. Okay?
Okay.
You sound like sensitive soul. You sound like a very sensitive soul.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. So
deeply
good luck,
sensitive.
Honey. Yeah, and try those things. Try those things out. If you haven't heard about the book, The Secret, please get that and really look toward. And Dave gave you the times in which those things will start manifesting, and you can start visualizing those things right now.
Yeah, and meditate, please.
Totally. All right, let's see who's next online here. Hello, caller. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Catherine calling from New York, and I thoroughly enjoyed this show today. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome. What's on your mind?
I have a love question. I was wondering if you see anything either with a Gemini or a Libra that I'm talking to. My digits are 626.
626, so you're a 4-degree Cancer about, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know your chart?
I know I have a Venus in Leo.
What's your Mars in?
The one that it's Aries. Yeah, that's the one that it's happy in, right? Aries. Yeah.
Well, Mars being that you have Mars in Aries, you should be attracted to an Aries man, but also to Cancer men too, because that's your sun sign.
That doesn't necessarily mean
you're going to end up with those signs, but it means that there's something there that you're attracted to in those two signs.
Okay.
So are you looking for love then in the near future?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're about a 4-degree Cancer, and lo and behold, Venus is going to be at 4 degrees Cancer on August 12th. So Venus will be right on your sun sign. Now, when Venus is on your sun sign by transit, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to fall in love and find somebody and get married. But what it does mean is, and you may be already doing this, get out there and socialize. You know, you can go out there by yourself or with girlfriends. Probably best to go with girlfriends. I know it's not easy right now because of the COVID-19 virus, all right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if people wear masks and there's some restaurants that are open, and just play it safe. Are you into internet dating at all?
This Libra contacted me online. Is that a thing? I mean, I'd give it a go, I guess. I haven't really explored it.
Well, Cancer, you're a Cancer. Cancers tend to be a little bit cautious. They're a water sign.
Yeah.
But what do you feel? Do you feel like this guy can be trusted?
He seems really nice, and it was like one of those things where he just started talking to me, like on Facebook, and we seem to have a lot of common interests.
Okay.
He's
a Gemini or Libra? You said a Libra?
Libra. Okay. I like the Gemini also, but I think that's kind of maybe on its way out is the feeling I get.
Okay. Well, no, I would, if you trust your feelings on this one, I would go with this guy, go out, whatever you're going to plan to do. I'd give it a shot. I mean, the fact that you're a Cancer is a good thing in the sense that Cancers, like all water signs, tend to trust their intuition. So that's what you got to do. You really have to look inside yourself and say, does this feel right? Okay. If it feels right, then give it a shot. If not, then don't. Simple as that.
Right.
Joanne, do you have anything to add to that?
Okay. Nope. I think that's pretty good, actually.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Catherine.
You're welcome.
And, again, please let us know what happens.
Go inside and meditate.
Yeah. Very important. All right. So let's see who we have next in line. Hello, caller. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Shana, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Welcome to the show, Shana.
Yeah, my birthday is 10-10-1984.
Okay, so you're 20-degree Libra. Mm-hmm. All right, and what is your question? I bet you it's about love, right?
Yeah.
Librans are always looking into love. Here's the thing about Libra. Just want to mention this before I try answering your question. Librans will be in a relationship, and if the relationship ends for whatever reason, they don't usually wait around too long to find somebody else. Okay? What Libra needs to learn is to stand on their own 2 feet and make decisions on their own and not depend on somebody else to help them make those decisions. That's part of the reason why they get involved. It's not just because they're the love charm sign. They certainly are. But they really need to to, the lesson for them is to be decisive and make decisions on their own without partnering with somebody else. But anyways, you didn't ask about that. You just wanted to find out about love. You're about a 20 degrees Libra, and right now Pluto is squaring your Libra, Sun in Libra. Saturn has been not kind to you in the past few months, but it's starting to go away. That's a good thing. And Jupiter is squaring your Sun sign now. It has been, in fact, at the end of July. So you should have built more confidence in yourself toward the end of July in getting yourself out there. Let me look to September for you. And what I see there is Neptune quincunxing your Sun. Yeah, there might be some confusion still about dating and the people that you're getting involved with, but I don't see somebody coming along and sweeping you off your feet, but I think you Librans are very good at socializing. Do you get out and socialize, or are you more of a shy person?
I'm more to myself.
Okay. That's something else going on in your chart than just besides the Libra. Probably some water things going on. Wish I had your whole chart. This is interesting. But I would say, boy, Pluto's going to be squaring your Sun sign. October 4th, Pluto is stationing, squaring your Sun, and you could get involved with somebody, but it may not be the right person. There may be power trips involved with that relationship. And you want to kind of try to avoid that.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturn is squaring your Sun. Boy, that tell you, Librans have it rough, too, because everything is squaring their Sun.
What does
Has
that
it been
mean,
difficult
Dave?
For you lately?
Yeah, that's what I want to know, if I was me and my husband want to get back together or not.
Yeah. What's his sign?
Scorpio,
okay. Well, I would say when Saturn and Jupiter finally get out of Capricorn, which unfortunately won't be until the end of the year, December, it may not be the best time right now. You may just have to hang in there and hope for the best. Keep out there, keep socializing if you want to get involved with somebody new. Or, see, Jupiter's going to be going into Aquarius in December, right around the winter solstice, the 20th of December. Jupiter's going into 0 degrees Aquarius, and Saturn, 2 days earlier than that, will also be going into Aquarius. And that's going to give you a sense of relief. So the end of the year, December, looks better. It looks like things are kind of lifting for you. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Jorianne, did you have something to add?
No, not at all. And I just want to say thank you so much to Shana. Let us know what happens, honey. All right, let's see what's next online. Caller, hello.
Hello.
Hi, who is
hello.
This? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sonia. I'm calling from Pennsylvania. Birthday is 2/15/70.
Right.
February 15th?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're a 25-degree Aquarius. And what is your question?
My question is regarding career, my present job.
Okay.
I'm here 3 years now, and I wanted to see anything you're picking up as far as me as advancements or promotion at this company.
Not right now for Aquarians, because Jorianne and I know about that because we're Aquarians also. But as I mentioned the previous caller, Jupiter will be going into Aquarius on the 20th. And it will reach, but it won't reach your Sun until, gosh, a long time yet. Yeah, not until April of next year. And Saturn won't be there on your Sun sign. That's a good thing. Jupiter will be going over your Sun sign around the middle of April 2021. That's the Aquarians. Right now, the signs that are really having it rough are Capricorns and Cancers, and to some extent, Librans and Aries. But then when Saturn and Pluto and Jupiter are all in Capricorn, and they're having it rough, especially Capricorns and Cancers. But then it's going to go into Aquarius. Now, good news, bad news for Aquarians when Jupiter goes into that sign is that Jupiter is going to be good for us because Jupiter is expansive. But Saturn going over our sun sign, we definitely have to be aware of that sign and what's going on with Saturn. And it won't be going over your sun sign for a while yet, but you're going to be feeling it. You're going to be feeling Saturn, and you're going to be feeling Jupiter. But I would say things open up for you better job-wise, but not until the end of the year, okay?
Okay.
I know that's a long way away, but I'm just going with by the ephemeris and where the planets are going to be at any given moment in time.
Yeah. All right, and thanks, Sonia. Let us know what happens. Okay, let's see who is next on line here. Hello, caller.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
It's Rosemaria.
Wow, who is this?
Rosemaria.
Thanks for coming on the show, Rosemaria.
Thank you. It's 12:31.
Sorry, well, right at the end of the year. So you're 8-degree Capricorn, and what is your question?
I guess either a long-term relationship with marriage coming in. Is it the one I'm thinking of, or finances, the job, either one, whatever comes.
Okay, well, yeah, you know, Uranus, you're an early degree Capricorn. You're 8 degrees. Let's see, you're about 8 degrees Capricorn. So Taurus is right there. It's stationing this month on the 15th. Stationing retrograde in Taurus, Uranus. All right? That could bode well. But then it's going to go, as it goes retrograde, it's going to get closer and closer to your sun sign. I mean, trining it, not on your sun sign, but trining your sun. And that's going to be in November of 2020. So that bodes well for you, too. So I would say Uranus is your planet right now, and it's going to be very good for you as it stations in August, August 15th, and going retrograde, and then it's coming back down, going back over your sun sign, but not in, Uranus moves very slowly, but by November, the first half of the month of November, it's going to be exactly trining your sun sign, so that's very good. You got some good things coming up.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Good. You're welcome. Jorianne, are you still there?
Yes, I am. The time is going by so fast, Dave. I don't know if you're noticing this, but it's like holy mackerel.
Moving fast. All right. Are you still around?
I know.
Did you faded out on us?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but before you sounded like you were in another world.
Oh, no, maybe I am. Maybe I am. Hello, caller. Who is this? Hello.
Hello.
Okay, some people actually do call in to listen into the show, so let's see who we have next online. Hello, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Laura in New Jersey.
Laura?
Hi, Laura.
Hi, and my birthday is October 1st, 1963.
10 degrees of Libra. Did you call in before?
Oh, it's been a while, but yeah, I have.
Okay, what is your question, ma'am?
So I have a phone interview for next Wednesday for a 6-month contract. And
okay.
I wonder if you, what you see from me around that.
Uranus is quincunxing your sun, which is a quincunxes are a funny aspect in that they can be difficult, but they can also bring opportunities as well. But if you get this job offer, if things go well, and you take the job, and this is the reason I'm saying this is because on the 15th of August, Uranus is stationing retrograde. Is that around the time of the interview, or is it before that?
I think it's before that. I have to go. Let me look at my calendar real quick and see what it says.
Well, even if it's a week before, you're still going to be under the station period.
It's the 12th.
Oh, okay. Well, you're still going. You're under the station of Uranus. Is this job what you want?
It's a job that I know how to do, and it's a job that will pay me right now is what I need.
Okay,
you know,
all right.
What I need.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. You may get the job because Uranus is stationing right where your Sun in Libra is. It's forming a quincunx, not a trine or a sextile or a conjunction. But here's the thing. You may get the job, but I'm not sure if you're going to like it once you have it. You may find out there are things that require you to make some sacrifices. And I don't know if you're going to sit well with that or not, but that's how I see it. It's definitely, there's something in the air here in that, you know, that job could definitely be offered to you. But like I say, you may find that you're a little bit agitated or uncomfortable, or you may have to make some adjustments if you want it, and then you get it, and you're not sure if you really want it. So I'm not sure if it's ultimately the right job for you, but it's something, like you said, you need a job, you need money, you got to pay the bills, so you probably should take it. Go ahead.
So I've been putting out other jobs, resumes with other recruiters. So if there's something better coming, do you see something better than that?
Well, whatever interview you go on at that time, it could be a job where you're going to feel a little bit uncomfortable with it. And you may have to stay in it just because of reasons of security, you know, financial security. But it doesn't mean you have to stay in it forever.
So. Yep.
There's probably something better down the road.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and good to go with what you can get for right now and then move into what you want. Yep. Okay,
yep.
Good luck, Laura. Let us know what happens. All right, let's see. You know, Dave, before I go on to the next caller, there's many people, I'm sure, are looking forward to getting a full in-depth reading with you, doing an astrology chart. So how can they contact you for that?
Just email me at astro, A-S-T-R-O, Gunning, at sbcglobal.net. If they want to know more about my services before they contact me, they can go to my website, which is www.starwatchers.weebly.com.
Perfect.
So starwatchers.weebly.com, and you should be able to get on, and it gives you my services. It's just really more of a web page. It's not really a big website. I don't do articles or things like that. It just gives you what I do and how much I charge and what kind of chart reading do you want and that kind of thing. But if they wanted to contact me directly, just go to my astrogunning@sbcglobal.net.
Okay, perfect. All right, thank you. And we're going to try to get a couple more callers in here. All right. Hello, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Katie calling from New York.
Hi, Katie.
Welcome to the show, Katie.
Hi. I have a question. I am I'm moving, but I'm actually not even going to ask a question about the move. But I want to ask a question about employment. I was on unemployment, and I interviewed for a position, and I think they're going to do second rounds for this interview, but I haven't heard back yet. But another position, but it's a remote position. It's for a couple of months, but it's not really paying what I'm used to getting. Agency had reached out to me about that. So I'm just wondering about employment and things.
When is your birthday?
12/26/76.
Okay, so you're a Capricorn, and you're, let's see, about 4 degrees Capricorn. I see now all the planets in Capricorn have passed off those degrees. They're way beyond that, so that's probably a good thing, especially with Saturn. Let's see, I'm looking at August, and then I'm going to look beyond that. Were you? Uranus is, you know what, I don't see anything right now, but you might land something pretty good as we get toward the end of the year when Uranus comes down, and let's see how far it goes. Now, it's going to be in Taurus, as I've mentioned before, and it's going to be making a nice trine to your sun sign. It goes, oh, gosh, it goes all the way down to 6 degrees. This is probably around your birthday when Uranus is trining your sun sign, and it will go station direct at 6 degrees in January. I think something will come about for you, but not until the end of the year. But something good. I know you might say, well, God, I can't wait that long. I need something now. Well, there could be something, you know, keep trying, keep going out there, doing interviews, things like that. There could be something. But I'm looking at something that might be better for you than what you get right now, later in the year. Does that make sense?
I hope it makes sense. I hope it makes sense. Okay, Katie, I hope it makes sense. We have to.
I hope. Yeah, I do too.
It doesn't always make sense.
No, it doesn't.
I've got to tell you, there are people that are probably going like, Joanne, please pick me, please pick me. So we're going to move on to our next caller, Katie, and please give us a call back and let us know what happened. All right, hello, caller. Where are you calling from,
yes,
and what's your name?
Hey, this is Terry. I'm calling from New York City. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Really well.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Okay, so I am looking for in a new apartment, and my birthday is August 12th. So I just want to see. I mean, I look at just about every week when new apartment listings are. I buy the newspapers every week. So I just wanted to see what, you know, when is a good time, or when do you see me moving? I guess that's the question.
Well, I don't know about a move right away, but right around, it's happening right now in that you have transiting Mars in Aries, and you're about a 22 degree Leo, if you know your chart,
mm-hmm.
and that is around the 13th of August.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but that's Mars. Mars is trining your sun sign. Well, that's a good aspect, but I'm not going to say one thing. I should probably make it clear here, and I probably should make this clear every time we do the show, is I'm not about to make, even with good aspects coming up for a person, I'm not about to make predictions of outcomes. I just talk about possibilities and planetary
mm-hmm.
energies. The outcome is up to you, what you do with the energy.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
You do have Mars trining the sun, which is good, and that's around the 13th, 14th of this month. That's going to give you a lot of energy to put out a lot of, maybe go on a lot of interviews or go put out a lot of resumes, or just you're going to have an abundance of energy to do the things that you need to do to land what it is, whatever it is you want. Now, at the end of September, Venus will be right on your sun sign. That's around the 26th of September. That's very good because Venus is going to be right on your sun, and that Venus is good for money. So that's a good time. Keep that in mind. August or September 26th, Venus will be on your sun. Okay?
Okay. So, okay.
Beautiful. All right. So August 26th, then. Sounds like that's good energy. All right, well, let's see who we have next online. And, Kelly, thanks for calling in. All right. I think we've
hey, Joanne.
Hi,
and Dave.
This
is Kay from Chicago. I didn't think you
Kay.
Were going to get – I was about to hang on. I'm so glad to be
we got you. We got you in.
Okay. The last time we talked, I called you about money, and you said you asked me if it's going to be somebody with a neck problem. And yeah, I am receiving a revenue from that person. So there you have it. You know, you are right on the money.
Go, Joanne.
There you go.
So basically, I just wanted to know what are the financial, I don't know, future you see for me, Joanne?
Take it, Joanne.
Hello?
So you're saying about the future right now, Kay?
Yeah, well, you know, that might end. I mean, this person had a, you know, I was just curious, were there going to be, like, other financial opportunities for me, you know, about the next thing that was right on it. So I was just curious about other, I guess, other income streams.
Well, actually, now, you know, I'm always going to be very straight with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Okay. It looks like there's probably two income streams. Looks like to me they're going to be kind of like winding down or where the well is going to be running dry.
Mm-hmm.
Because I see images, I see where the energy is flowing and sometimes where the energy is going to be stopping.
Mm-hmm.
When I look in front of you in your future, I'm really seeing St. Paddy's Day. I'm seeing around March, March 17th or somewhere in the beginning of March, where, boy, oh, boy, Kay, things really look very, very good. And that, to me, now I know Dave can tell you when, you know, when the planets are in this alignment and that, but when I look in front of you, boy, March 17th, you know, the beginning of the new year in that area, things are really going to be popping for you. So, again, let me know what happens. Let us know what happens. All right, we've got one more person. Dave, before we get to this last person,
mm-hmm.
I just want to say thank you. Thank you for joining us on the show as you do every month.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, yeah. Always great to have you. And,
I enjoy it.
And again, can we put your number out one more time and your website?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the website for information is starwatchers.weebly.com, www.starwatchers.weebly.com. And the astrogunning at sbcglobal.net is my email address. And the first one will give you more information about my services, and the other one, you can get a hold of me directly. I mean, the website will get a hold of me directly, too, but the email, I can get on with you right away, and we can, if you want a reading, I can do a reading over the phone. Obviously, a lot of people are calling from out of state. And anyways, with COVID-19, even with people locally, sometimes that's not always easy to do. So those are the two areas that they should approach to get in contact with me.
Perfect, perfect. All right, and I know that they can record it or you can record it and send it to them. So that's
yeah, they
perfect.
Can record it. I do readings. Oh, by the way, I should mention I do readings by Zoom too. So they can record from Zoom.
Perfect. All right.
But they have to set. Have to set the link for me, and then I'm fine.
Okay, perfect. All right. We're going to go for our last caller, and let's see who is online. Hello, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from? Hello. And you see, and that's how it is.
They're listening
Some
in.
Some people just want to listen into the show. People do it all the time.
Yeah.
it all the time. All right, before we, let's try one more person here.
All right.
Hello, caller. Who is this?
Oh.
Where are you calling from?
Oh, hi, Indiana.
Okay.
Hi, who is this?
Oh, hi, this is Shannon. Hi.
Hey,
Shannon from Indiana.
Welcome to the show.
Shannon, thank you. Well, thanks. Well, I guess it was meant to be that someone didn't answer their call before me.
That's right.
I was wondering, right, when do you see like a steady partner coming in?
When is your birthday?
July 17th.
July 17th, so you're a 27 degrees Cancer. You're late Cancer.
Okay.
When do you see love coming in? Somebody steady, right?
Yeah.
So Pluto is really opposite your sun. Well, let's see. You're right where, oh, God. See, Saturn is in Capricorn right now. And, right now it's stationing. Or no, it's not stationing, but it's right where it's right opposite your sun sign. So now is not the good time. Not just right now is not good. Okay? Saturn opposing a woman's sun sign. Is it difficult right now for you?
Well, I did have a partner, but then we broke up, and then I started dating someone, kind of, but then it's just been a little.
Didn't go anywhere. When did that break up?
No. Well, it didn't really go anywhere, probably like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's because you got Saturn opposing your sun. It's not going to happen right now because you got Saturn's in a bad position for anybody who is a Cancer at 27 degrees because that's you have Saturn in Capricorn at 27 degrees. But that's going to go away, okay?
Okay.
So let me look down the road a little bit here. And Neptune's not going to be of much help. Then you know it's in Pisces, which is good.
Okay.
Jupiter stations and goes direct. Okay, now. And Jupiter is in Capricorn. So it's opposite your sun, which most people would say, well, that's an opposition isn't really that good. Well, it's not so bad when it involves Jupiter. And that's going to
okay.
be around the first 2 weeks of December. Jupiter is going to be exactly opposite your sun sign. I'm going
okay.
to say anywhere between, well, actually between the middle of November to the middle of or end of December, the 20th, right around the winter solstice, is when it finally goes into Aquarius. So November, late November, early December is a good time because here's what's going to happen with Jupiter opposite your sun. It's
yeah.
going to give you more confidence, more optimism about the future. See, it's really all about you because when you put out the energy that you're saying, like you put out your antennae and say, I want a relationship. That's what happens with these planets. It's like they're either favorable or not favorable. And Saturn
okay.
right now is opposing your sun, and it's basically saying, not the time. This is not good. But the end of December, middle of November to the end of December, Jupiter is opposing your sun sign, and even though it's going to make you more confident in yourself. Now, I don't know the rest of your chart, so I don't know how much
mm-hmm.
confidence you have to begin with, but this is really a very favorable aspect in terms of looking forward into the future. So if you put out the energy, positive energy for
mm-hmm.
a relationship. Go inside yourself, meditate, and put that energy out there. Get out, mingle, if you can. I mean, we're under the COVID-19, of course. It's not
right.
easy to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Be safe and wear a mask or whatever. I don't know how you feel about online dating, but that's another avenue that you could take. But anyways, the energy, to make a long story short, the energy looks good in November and December for you, okay?
Beautiful. All right. Well, Shannon, I would listen to the same there and enjoy the dating scene. All right, and give us some feedback if you'd like. Dave, thank you so much again. And
you're welcome.
And I know, can we count on you coming in next month again with us and visiting?
Yeah, the end of the month is fine.
All right, perfect. All right.
All right.
Well, big hugs, everyone. We love you all. Thanks for joining us tonight. This is Jorianne the Coffee Psychic with your psychic connection right here at Blog Talk Radio. Okay, talk to you next week, everyone. Good night now.